Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey mama, welcome to the Motherly Podcast, honest conversations about modern motherhood. I am Liz Tennedy, the co-founder of Motherly, and I am a mom of four myself. To celebrate Women's History Month, we decided to rerun what I think is a really inspiring episode with Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. Senator Duckworth is one of many mothers who are making history and changing the world for the better on behalf of mothers and families. Senator Duckworth made waves as the first senator to give birth while serving in office. And in 2018, for the first time in history, Senator Duckworth got the U.S. Senate to agree on a vote to allow babies onto the Senate floor so that she and others in the future could breastfeed while partaking in important votes. And then in October 2019, she successfully passed the Friendly Airports for Mothers Act. And we are so thankful she did. We all benefit from her advocacy. Senator Duckworth is also a Purple Heart recipient, a veteran of the Iraq War, and a powerful advocate for veterans and working families. I know you're going to enjoy this conversation. Senator Tammy Duckworth, welcome to the Motherly Podcast.
It's good to be on, Liz.
So something I'm always curious about when I talk to a fellow mother is, what was your view of motherhood before you became a mother yourself?
I think it depended on what age I was. You know, in my 20s, it was something that it was completely foreign to me. It's like, why would you choose to do that when you could do this? You know, when I was in my 20s, I was just becoming a helicopter pilot, and I was, you know, living this life where I was just starting on that career ladder, and it never was something I could never understand choosing that. And then in my 30s, I was so busy trying to gain seniority and gain rank as a military leader, that it was something that I thought, okay, well, someday I might like to do that. And then by the time I was 40, it was something I was yearning for. And so I struggled through 10 years of infertility, and now I'm just, I'm loving it. This is the best time of my life, and it's exhausting, but I find myself, I think, a better person now that I am a mom.
You became a mother while you were serving in Congress, in the midst of this rising political career. What was it like to know that you were going to become a mom, but also going to have this incredibly demanding job that would take you away from home?
Well, you know, it was scary, and I think I was also overly optimistic.
Tell me why.
with my first daughter, because I thought I could do it all. I thought, you know, I'm a congresswoman. I run my own office. I have my own schedule. I can make this work. I'll just, you know, juggle it all, and it'll be fine. I've been able to do all of these other things, and boy, was I wrong.
How did that experience open your eyes to what the average American mother goes through?
Well, it really did, because I had my mom live with me. Mm-hmm. My mom actually ended up moving back in with me, so to help care for my older daughter, Abigail, so that there could be somebody there. And I realized how lucky I was to have this, and most people don't. And I couldn't imagine what it would be like to have to take my daughter at 6 weeks old or 3 months old and leave her at a daycare. And I didn't have to do that because I had my mom living there. And it just broke my heart that we don't have a better system to support working families and mothers, especially as they try to, you know, balance taking care of their family, but also being breadwinners as well.
And you've talked about how important
representation is in government, especially for women and mothers. And in this new class in Congress, there's a record number of mothers, especially mothers of young children, coming into office. How do you think this critical mass of mothers will both help to reshape Congress, but also the country?
Well, I think two things. One is, of course, just the awareness of issues that mothers today face, because mothers today face issues that are even very different from what our own mothers experience or our mothers, you know, from 20 years ago or 15 years ago or 30 years ago face. So having people who are currently moms, who are currently raising young children and facing issues of, gun violence, what it means to have children in school today and how scared you are and terrified you are that, you know, your child may go to school and not come home because of gun violence or talking about issues of health care and children with pre-existing conditions. And what does it mean when the Affordable Care Act gets thrown out in a court in Texas? You know, all of these things. And also just the awareness of challenges that moms face in trying to do both, do everything that they can to be good at both their jobs and then also being good moms at the same time.
Mm-hmm. How do you think motherhood has inspired you in your work in Congress?
Oh, well, it's actually resulted in me passing legislation that I never would have passed before, even thought about. The first of which, of course, is my breastfeeding legislation. Mm-hmm. Until I was a mom myself and trying to express breast milk in airports, I did not realize the horrendous situation breastfeeding moms are in when they're trying to travel. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem breastfeeding my daughter in public. However, I don't particularly want to express breast milk sitting on the toilet of the handicapped toilet in a public bathroom, because that's where the people told me to go express breast milk. Or I actually had someone who say, well, you need to plug in your breast pump. Right there. There's outlets. See where those other people are charging up their phones? Just go plug in your breast pump there. I'm like, really? You want me to express breast milk next to strangers who are charging their phones? So I would never have even experienced that had I not been a breastfeeding mom myself and figured out, you know, how awful it was. And I was able to then pass legislation to provide the breastfeeding rooms, private rooms at all airports.
What other family-friendly policies do you think would make the biggest difference for American families?
Well, not just for American families, but for our economy, I think that a universal family leave policy is critical for our nation. We're the only developed nation in the world that does not have a paid family leave policy. I think we need to have 12 weeks of paid family leave so that you can take care of a loved one who is ill, so that you can take the time to be with a new child, whether that child is, you know, someone that you just gave birth to, or someone that you just adopted, or someone who is just you're fostering, or someone that, you know, as if you're a dad, you know, you should be able to stay home with your child just as much as the mom is staying home with the child as well. So, and I think it's an economic detriment that we don't have that. I think we're competing with European nations and Asian nations that actually have this, and it makes us less competitive on a global scale to not have this for our workers.
Absolutely.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So you yourself have been through a lot in your life that made you who you are. Growing up, you talked about how your family experienced real poverty at various points in your childhood. Your helicopter was shut down during the Iraq War. You had endured this amputation and rehabilitation following that attack. And you also became the first female senator to give birth while in office. So what I'm wondering is, how do you think that all of these powerful life experiences have influenced your parenting of your own children today?
I think it's given me patience. I think if you talked to me when I was in my 20s, I don't think I would have made a very good mom when I was 25, because I don't think I would have had the patience. I certainly would not have faced all of the difficulties other than the poverty in my life like I have since then. I think, you know, I had my second child at 50. I was 50 years and 2 weeks old when I had her. So I joke that I'm a new mom, not a young mom. Mm-hmm. But I am infinitely more patient now and more pragmatic now with my kids. And I think the experience and facing difficulties and learning resilience and how to step up and just keep picking myself up and keep working hard is making me a better mom and I hope a better role model for my daughters.
I love that. Could you help paint the picture a little bit for us? Like, what's a real parenting moment where you've drawn on that resilience and patience with your daughters?
Oh, I mean, you know, just trying to be on a phone conference call as I'm driving my daughter to preschool,
right?
You know, and I've got other senators or some, you know, a cabinet secretary on the phone because, you know, they want to meet at 9:00, but that's when I drop my daughter off and she's screaming in the background, yelling at me, you know, and in the meantime, I've forgotten her, you know, show and tell object. And I'm trying to sound professional as I'm driving the minivan, you know, through traffic to get her to preschool in time, because I don't actually want to get there. If you get there late, then you actually have to get out of the car and walk her in, as opposed to the teachers meeting at the door and taking her in themselves. So, you know, it's just that all that craziness and you know, my daughter yelling, "I want my juice box," in the background as I'm trying to talk to somebody about national policy on veterans or something.
That is such a real life example that I know all of our moms can relate to, even if we're not also talking to senators at preschool drop off. But the patience that we need for that moment is so real.
Yes.
So, Senator Duckworth, one thing we talk a lot about here at Motherly is the idea that motherhood helps draw out these superpowers within us. And maybe we didn't even discover them before we had children. Have you discovered new superpowers since becoming a mom?
I am remarkably able to function on a lot less sleep. I mean, I thought I would, you know, I spent 23 years in the Army. I've had sleep deprivation, but it's amazing how long I've been able to survive and function on, you know, 2 or 3 hours of sleep at a shot. So, but you keep doing it, you know, and you still wake up, at, you know, my 8-month-old still wakes up at 3 a.m. and I'm exhausted, but she looks at me and she, you know, starts giggling at 3 a.m. And it's like, oh, and then I fall in love with her again. And, you know, then I just start working. It's a good thing.
You've talked about how dealing with infertility has changed your experience of motherhood, that you were yearning for these children. Can you tell us what it's like after the struggle that you did go through to get pregnant, to have these two daughters right in front of you, even if it is at 3 a.m.?
Oh, they're gifts. They're gifts from the heavens. In fact, my older daughter, Abigail Okalani, her middle name, Okalani, is Hawaiian. And among other things, it means a gift from heaven. And I look at them both and I think, you know, they're little angels who came from heaven to live with mommy and daddy. And they truly are that.
Well, Senator Duckworth, thank you so much for joining the Motherly Podcast today.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm all too familiar with Senator Duckworth's description of the chaos and hectic mornings that happen on your way dropping your kids off to school. You can even ask my kids.
What does mom always say in the mornings? What do I always say over and over again in the mornings?
Chew, socks, teeth, and hair.
And what does that mean?
It means get your shoes and socks on and brush your hair and your teeth.
And are you going to go do that now?
Maybe.
Go.
That's it for our show this week. If you liked what you heard today, don't keep it to yourself. Share us on social media, talk about us, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I think 5 stars would be best. The Motherly Podcast is produced by Michaela Heck and Samantha Gatzik, with additional help from Courtney Rokowitz and Karel Rojas. Our music is by the Blue Dot Sessions. I'm your host, Liz Tennedy. Thanks so much for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.